This is Twit.
Why are gym clothes smelly? No, seriously, there was a group of scientists from Europe who were trying to figure out if cotton or synthetic fibers were the way to go to make for a less smelly workout. Now that may not be much of a geek question, especially since a geek like me spends more time with a pepper mill than on a treadmill, but it's still fascinating if you think about the science behind smell. Let's take a look at this. When you look at smell, you're not actually looking at the scent of perspiration. Believe it or not, perspiration is sterile. You're probably thinking, well, why is it that I smell so much when I exercise? It's because of the bacteria that live on your skin. However, bacteria always live on your skin. In fact, right now, if you were to draw a square on the back of your hand, about that big, you see the little black dot? That's about 1 centimeter square. Within that square, there's about 100 bacteria that are living. Now, draw that same size square in your navel or in your armpit or between your toes, and you go from 100 bacteria to something like 100 million bacteria. That's the kind of density that you're looking at. But on your skin, those bacteria don't do much. It's not until they get into cloth that is soaked by perspiration that they start to do their thing. They break down the chemicals that are excreted during sweat, during exercise, during strenuous activity, and they basically fart it out into odors that we don't like. Now, the study took a look at 26 individuals, 13 men and 13 women. They gave these participants various synthetic or natural fiber t-shirts. When they were done with a spinning class, they took all the clothing samples and they tossed them into a dark bag. In other words, they simulated what a gym bag, a locker, or the trunk of your car might look like. After 28 hours, a panel of odor experts, and yeah, I actually looked it up, these people do exist, they opened up the bags and they took a whiff, and they all agreed that synthetic shirts smelled worse than cotton shirts. The question was, why? Why was it that synthetic materials seemed to have a more foul smell to them? Well, looking under the microscope, what they realized was that embedded within the fibers of the synthetic shirts were a type of bacteria that does not readily grow in cotton shirts. This new kind of bacteria lived in the pools of sweat that were contained within the synthetic threads. If you look microscopically at a cotton shirt, it sort of soaks up. The fiber soaks up all the sweat, and so you don't get as much of a pool of growth. But in a synthetic shirt, that sweat stays as a liquid in between the fibers, and it basically becomes club paradise for this bacteria. Now, you're probably asking yourself, well, what does this prove? What do we do? Does it mean that we should all wear cotton shirts? But no, that's not what the team said. The team said that if we want to look at creating non-smelly workout clothing or non-smelly, say, spacesuits that are going to be used over and over again, the idea is not to use all cotton or no polyester. The idea is to make some sort of hybrid clothing. They believe that if you make a clothing that encourages the growth of good bacteria, the kind of bacteria that eats the foul-smelling bacteria, then you'll get the perfect outfit. Until then, I guess we're just going to have to kind of smell.